Hello, everybody! Happy Monday after Thanksgiving, everybody.
You guys all, is everybody fatter? Everybody gained some weight?
I gained about 14 pounds, and I'm not even kidding. I refuse to get on the scale. I can't. Like, I put my pants on this morning. I was like, oh, damn.
That's bad.
I apologize to my pants.
Things are not fitting the same. That is for sure. And I hope everybody feels the same.
You know what? I had pecan pie for the, like, literally I've never liked pecan pie, but I loved the pecan pie that I had this weekend last Thursday in Salado at a little place that we went to. And I'm mad that I like it now. I'm mad at myself.
I don't like pecan pie.
You know how many calories are in pecan pie?
I'm not a pie girl. You know that I'm not a pie person.
I know. You're so lucky.
Well, I don't know. Is that lucky that I prefer cake?
I love pie. I love cake. I love all of it.
It's all good stuff. You guys, remember, was it last week or like the week before where we read the email from Debbie Bossy about Genucel because she tried it? So she wrote back because she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said my name. And she was like, you pronounced it right.
Yes.
But she said, Mach, I never really expected to hear you read my email on your live. I am not a good salesperson, but I'm loving Genucel so much. I have no bags under my eyes and the eyelid treatment rocks as well as the jawline treatment. Well, all the things, she says. I think I'm looking okay for being 2 weeks away from 59. She attached a picture and she does look okay, but I didn't print out the picture. But rest assured, she looks okay.
She's a hottie. She's a smoke show.
She says, you chicks are awesome. I am proud to be an insider. Have a great Thanksgiving. That's from Debbie Bossy. And you guys, unbelievably fabulous news. And that is that the 60% off sale has been extended.
That's so awesome.
60% off between now and Christmas. I was so excited when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, that's so good because people need to buy up it for Christmas presents, man. This is the stuff you want to give.
Yes, it's the best, especially like the microdermabrasion, like good stocking stuffers. People love that stuff.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They love
60% off. You just go to lovegenucel, genucel.com/chicks. And you guys, speaking of Genucel, oh my God, I've got to show you this video from Hillary Clinton. I have never seen anybody need it more than Hillary Clinton. I know that's mean. You guys, but when it comes to the under eye stuff, this is a prime candidate, okay? So Hillary Clinton is, I have this quick video of her. I don't even know whose show she was on. Maybe it was Maddow. I think it may have been Rachel Maddow. And she ended up having a like total coughing fit at the end of it, which is like a whole other fun
always
thing.
Like she's always coughing. Oh my God.
But the lack of self-awareness from Hillary Clinton about their side of the aisle. She's projecting so hard in this video that it's absolutely unreal. And she's complaining about the fact that there's not enough people minding the gate. Like there's not enough gatekeepers of information in our society. Like there needs to be more people that are allowed to, I guess, inform us than there currently are. She's actually saying that.
Oh, okay. More people controlling the information is what you're saying.
Right. And of course, it would be like her choice, right? About who controls. But I'll play you the video and then just here we go.
Because of the way we are getting our information today and because of the lack of gatekeepers and people who have a historic perspective, who can help us understand what we are seeing, there is a real vulnerability in the electorate to the kind of demagoguery and disinformation that unfortunately the other side is really good at exploiting.
So she's okay, but she does need some Genucel, but she says we're not communisming enough is what she's saying. Is that her point there?
Well, I don't think it had to do with communisming specifically. She's trying to say that there needs to be more people that have a historical perspective, that have her historical perspective, that are minding the information and disseminating it. Because the way that we all get information right now, the electorate, us dumbasses, essentially, is, you know, it's inappropriate because there's too much demagoguery on the right.
But the main point, though, is she wants people controlling information for the masses. That's what she wants.
Specific people.
Right. She wants people that she chooses to control the flow of information for the general population.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She can suck it, right? She can just suck it.
I just, wow. And she just, why is she still even?
I don't know. I don't know why she's still a thing. I just don't. And I don't know why she's not in prison. I just don't.
I know, right? It's just ridiculous.
And by the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton, have you guys noticed that the Epstein trial is just like not even like nothing? You're not hearing anything.
Heard that there's not going to be media allowed, which I thought.
Oh, so very interesting. Isn't it very interesting how that's happening? Yeah.
And isn't like the judge or somebody, or no, is it the prosecutor that's James Comey's sister? I'm not kidding. I'm not even making that up. It's somebody that is like closely, intimately involved in this entire thing. I can't remember if it's the judge or if it's the prosecutor, but it is somebody that is like James Comey's sister or sister-in-law.
I can't with any of this. It's like there's so much corruption and just it's obvious at this point. We're all going, seriously? Okay. you can't see all the stuff. It's just all smoke and mirrors. And they're all like, we're just controlling what you're seeing, everybody. You can't tell. I mean, it's like, God, I'm so over it. I mean, the fact that like they put stuff out there and then like the biggest news story of like the decade, right? And we're not getting any information on it. Don't you guys find that really interesting?
I mean, it does seem a little, it seems a little odd.
A
little bit odd, for sure. It's daughter. It's James Comey's daughter. I knew that there was some connection there. Obviously, I've not been paying as much attention over the past weekend as normal.
James Comey was on his moss doing his yoga.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's like as freakishly tall as he is. I don't know how tall she is, but I bet she's
tall. We'll have to find a picture of her.
Lead prosecutor. Yeah. Lead prosecutor is his daughter.
Oh, so convenient, isn't it? It's so convenient.
It just seems very, very, that just seems too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, hope everybody is staying away from Omicron, the new variant. God, I heard that name and I was like, seriously? What is this, like an episode of Star Trek? This is now what we're doing? Omicron.
We need to call it the new Scariant.
Yes, the new
That's
Scariant.
What it is. The new Scariant.
Oh my, everybody just freak out.
I heard about it. I was like, oh, okay. And then I just moved on with my day. I was just like,
that's because you're a normal person.
I don't care. Yeah.
Well, obviously Fauci cares deeply and is already like sounding the alarms, telling everybody to prepare for the worst, blah, blah, blah. He's also getting into big fat fights with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. So I have a clip of Fauci. I don't even remember the reporter that he's talking about. He's doing interviews because this is all he does is try to appear on television as much as possible. And he's criticizing Ted Cruz and basically saying, once again, he's kind of making the point that he is science, that he represents all of science.
I'm Dr. Fauci and I'm science. I'm science. I can't stand him. I kill puppies. I kill and torture puppies and I'm science.
Oh my God.
I hate him.
Same. Same. Everybody is so fed up with him.
I'm so over him.
But man, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul are both just like, they are fighting with him. They are saying all the things on the Twitter. They're doing all the things. Here is the clip of Fauci just being an arrogant a-hole.
Senator Cruz told the attorney general you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this.
That's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives and they're going to be lying.
It seems another layer of danger to play politics around matters of life and death.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And to me, that's unbelievably bad because all I want to do is save people's lives. And I mean, anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. That's dangerous. To me, that's more dangerous than the slings and the arrows that get thrown at me. And if you damage science, you are doing something very detrimental to society long after I leave.
Oh my God.
He's like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. You know what I mean? He's like that character. He's that likable. God.
Can you believe? I mean, and he's saying, yeah, science shouldn't be political. He literally just brought January 6th into this conversation.
Uh-huh.
What?
No, he's not political at all. Okay.
Oh my God. I cannot.
You want to say all the things. You want to call him and say all the things. I know.
I do, uh-huh. Because that was absolutely unbelievable. And after that interview was posted, Ted Cruz like completely went off on Twitter and was like, look at the arrogance that it takes for somebody like that to claim he represents all of science.
All of it. Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And the fact that like everything that we've seen up to this point, all the facts that have come out against him, all of the data, all of the science that's come out against him, and he still has a freaking job. That guy is like, he's not in jail. Like nothing has happened to the guy. We're still paying him the highest salary in the federal government. He feels as though, and you can tell in that interview, just the smugness, his face, you can tell he feels as though he's untouchable. Like, look mm-hmm. at him. He's just like, you can't touch me. I'm Tony Fauci.
Yeah, exactly.
He thinks that he is God's gift, you know? It's gross.
God, it's vile. I have an email here from Patricia Buck, who writes, the Hubs and I just used code CHICKS and ordered pillows for everybody on my list. It was so easy, and I'm ecstatic to be able to support some of my favorite American patriots, Mock, Daisy, and Mike. Every time my husband hit the code, I said, CHICKS. In a whisper voice. Thank you for keeping us sane the last few years and helping make Christmas shopping a breeze. Next year, slippers for everyone with kitten fur technology, of course. Love you both. And she ain't lying. You guys, get yourself some stocking stuffers. Get yourself your Christmas shopping done. They've got everything in inventory right now. There are no supply chain issues with MyPillow. You can get your stuff in time for Christmas. And it's still buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheets. 800-875-0513 or MyPillow.com/.
We spent a lot of time in my car, like over the past 4 days, you know? And we have my little travel pillows. They came in handy for all the family, you guys.
And that's a nice, nice
great
gift.
Little stocking stuffer. You know, you can just like stick it in the stocking, let it hang out. People love little travel pillows. Leopard
it's
ones.
True. It is true. Speaking of Omicron, Biden was asked about it. He, of course, spent the holiday on Nantucket. He was also videotaped in a Nantucket store without a mask, even though the door of that store says masks required.
Right.
Apparently not for him.
The house he stayed at, by the way, was a billionaire's house. Did you guys stay at a billionaire's? Because I mean, I didn't stay at a billionaire's. I stayed in this cabin. I didn't stay at a billionaire's house. My cabin is 600 square feet. It's not a billionaire's house. You didn't stay at a billionaire's house? Because I
did not. I did
he's
not
just
do
like
that.
Us, you guys. He's just like us.
So relatable. So relatable.
So much so, yeah.
Well, so there's a moment before the clip that you're about to see where he had his mask on outside. I mean, not inside a store, because why would that make any sense, right? Science. So he's wearing it outside on the sidewalk as he's walking towards a gaggle of press. And apparently, like right before this video started, because he's approaching people, that's when he takes off the mask, coughs into his hand, shakes hands with everybody, and then proceeds to answer some questions. So just know that context going in, because of course they ask him about Omicron, or is it Omicron or Omicron?
Omicron. I don't know. It's just, it's this, it's the scariest.
So here is Joe Biden addressing the scariant.
Decided that we're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries in that region, and except for American citizens who are able to come back. But we don't know a lot about the variant, except that it is a great concern. It seems to spread rapidly, and I spent about a half hour this morning with my COVID team led by Dr. Fauci, so that was the decision we made.
Sir, why not
the market dropping, sir?
Why not
the market have dropped significantly today? What's your response to that?
Expected. They always do when there's something, COVID arises.
Does it worry you at all?
Not at all.
Why not? Mr. President, why are we waiting until Monday, sir?
Why would that worry you? Why would the markets worry you?
Doesn't worry me because I'm staying at a billionaire's house. Doesn't worry my ass at all. I mean, I'm fine. Jill and I are warm in a billionaire's house. Have you seen it? It's awesome, you guys. Totally fine. The markets don't worry me.
I'm going to be rich AF. Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, Fauci's leading his team, Fauci's making the decisions, and actually World Health Organization is irritated. Like World Health Organization is saying, can we not constantly put travel bans on people? Can we just calm the F down for a minute and not be all travel banning? And remember, Biden and everybody criticized Trump and said it was so racist when he wanted to have travel bans. And now look at
him. Well, I mean, Trump is racist, but all of the stuff that they do is not racist because they have D's after their names and we have R's after our names, right? So everything that we do is racist. Yeah. I mean, they also didn't want the vaccine, as you recall. And now everything is you have to have a fifth, sixth, and 10th booster of the vaccine that none of us were going to take because Trump is the one that made it happen. Remember? Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like so long ago. So long ago.
Oh, you there down in Texas have dodged a bullet.
Really?
Matthew McConaughey has announced he is not running for governor.
All right. Really? I'm so sad because that means that, you know, Beto is going to be like the only weirdo maybe not the only weirdo, but he's like one of the big weirdos that's going to be running. Yeah. That's going to be fun to watch. That it's going to be a real fun race.
It's going to be an interesting one for sure. So yeah, he basically said he's been thinking about it. It's been an honor to be even thinking about it, but he's going to use his bounty. It cracked me up that he used that word. I'll be using my bounty in different ways, he said. But not getting involved directly into politics, but just supporting causes he believes in.
I'm so, so happy about that because I just think that would have been a giant mistake, don't you?
Well, it would have been. I just worry about how many dumb people there might be in Texas who would have been like, cool, Matt McConaughey would be like the best governor ever.
Oh my God, so many dumb people. There's so many dumb people everywhere that the minute that somebody like that runs, they're like, oh my God, I have no idea what his policies are, but he's so cute. He was so good in Interstellar.
He really was. I love that movie.
I don't know how
you can hate it. It's so good.
You can't abandon your kids. Screw the world.
Well, that was a hard decision. It was very hard.
So tough.
Didn't you see his pain?
I did.
Oh my God. Anyway, speaking of races, Michael Cohen continues to get airtime on various news networks because I don't know why it's like when they had Michael Avenatti on all the time. They'll realize pretty soon this guy is a complete useless bag of crap. And why are they having him on? I have no idea. But now he's saying that the reason, because you know how whenever Trump is interviewed about whether or not he's going to run, he's always like, I'm not allowed to say because of all the rules, but everybody's going to be super happy. So Michael Cohen is saying that is all a big fat lie, that Trump is the king of all the grifters and that he's just trying to keep the suspense up to like raise a bunch of money, but that he's not going to run. So he's insisting that there's absolutely no way that he will make another run for it. And I don't know what to make of that.
That's really interesting. Huh? But then if he's going to raise a bunch of money, I wonder then if that is actually the truth, who would he give the money to?
Well, you know who I want him to give it to.
I know you do.
Governor DeSantis.
And actually, that wouldn't be such a bad thing, you know? So, I mean, if that's what he's doing, then who cares? Michael Cohen just needs to shut up.
I know. I don't know why people give him a platform. I don't get it.
I don't either. It's like, so the women of The View, like, he's the sexiest man on earth.
They're going to be like, you should run for president.
You totally should. He's so hot. You should run.
Ew, 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 ew.
But you know the women in The View probably are doing that right now because this is what they do. They just find these losers. Then they're like, he's so great. Have you guys seen him? He's so great. Look at him. God, gross.
For real. So, so gross.
You know what? I am super excited to talk about AMAC today.
I know, best news ever, because like when we first learned about AMAC, it was for 50 plus, right? Like you had to be like kind of old like us.
Like a geezer like us, right?
Right. And now they've expanded their membership to include anybody at any age. This is amazeballs.
Really, really exciting because I can actually get into the fold some of my older kids. They're going to be super excited about it because the benefits are amazing. But this is like huge news. I mean, because these are people that can be brought into the fight for, you know, conservative values and things that we believe in and family and freedom and all those wonderful things that we believe in. And that's what AMAC believes in. And I'm so excited about this that it's not just us geezers who are, you know, who are going to be on the AMAC bandwagon.
Now you can join 2.3 million of your BFFs and have an organization advocate for you. And you can find out all about it at amac.us/checks.
Do it today, you guys.
Where did I see this? Where I was just like, oh my God, no. There was a report that said, well, first of all, there's a couple new polls out that show if Joe Biden does not run again, which all signs currently point to the fact that he will, which is insane.
But I feel like they all say that. They all say that they're running again, right? Because I mean, they have to say that they're running again. Because if they don't, then it makes you look like weaker than you already are. And he's like the weakest president we've had ever, right? So I really don't feel like he will run again. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, so I'm seeing there was one article I know I saw on the Daily Wire that said the top two favorites of people to run if he's not are Michelle Obama, of course, and Kamala, which I was like, really? So people actually think they want her? But then I saw somewhere else that said behind the scenes right now, there's this big ploy to make Kamala and Mayor Pete, or Transportation Secretary Pete now, I guess, a team. And I don't know who would be top of the ticket. It would seem to make most sense that Kamala would be since she's already VP. But they're talking about those two like they're some sort of a dream team. And I'm like, really?
They are awful. Oh my God. That would be the worst ever.
I do feel like if Michelle ran, that would be bad. Like, cause people love her, but I don't think she'll run.
No, I don't think that she'd win though.
You don't? I kind of do.
No, I don't. I don't think she would win.
I do. Nope. I think she would totally win.
Really?
Yeah. Because people love Obama and they love her even more than they love Obama. And right now they probably look at Obama as like, oh my God, remember the good old days of Obama. And they're never going to vote for Trump again. Like people who hate him are going to continue to hate him.
But anybody with half a brain knows that Obama is basically running the country right now. Right. I mean, seriously, let's get real. It's not Biden. It's somebody is behind the scenes, like pulling the strings. And I mean, I feel like it's Obama. Don't you?
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like it's him. I feel like it's him.
Oh, and one of the other things that Hillary said in that same interview with Rachel Maddow was that the American electorate is simply just too dumb to recognize all the amazing accomplishments that Biden has had. We don't appreciate how difficult it is to get two massive pieces of legislation through. And therefore, we just don't appreciate the amazing work he's done.
We are just a basket of dumbass deplorables, aren't we? We are just dumb, you guys. We're so dumb. Yeah.
So dumb for real.
Hey, can I just tell you something? I need a moment of personal privilege really quick.
Please.
So I got a shirt from Martha Kelly. Remember the video that was done of us that they made fun of us, the two lovely women that made fun of us, and they kind of like they mocked us, but it was like they did an imitation of us. You remember the two women that did
you
the
mean
imitation
Patty
of us?
And Morgan?
No, it was Martha Kelly. I got
oh, I was thinking of the rap. I was thinking of the hip hop that they did for us. You're talking about a different. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I do know what you're talking about.
Got a lovely note. And it was like, seriously, it's like the sweetest. Like, it was a really, really sweet note. I mean, I could read it to you. It just says, "Hi, Amy Daisy. Thank you for all the wisdom, insight, and laughs. I'm an insider." And you guys, if you haven't joined Insiders, like, this is the greatest group of people ever. And she did the video with Jody where we tried to be you and Mock. I played you. You made a comment about my shirt because it is the greatest shirt ever. So I thought you should have your own. I've been following y'all for a long time, since 2010.
That is a long time.
Right. She's seen what Genucel is trying to fix. Right.
Right.
And then, and I hope this is okay for me to read this out loud. I hope I'm not, you know, but she says, "I've been through a separation and the deaths of my parents and my sister, who is my BFF. You and Miriam have brightened my spirits every time I listen or visit the site." And it just, that just... I mean, aww. I read that the other day and I was just like, oh my God, it was the sweetest thing. So the reason, and I hope it's okay that I read that out loud, but the reason that I did is to tell you guys that like, we have the greatest community ever. I mean, it's what, like I was saying what I was thankful for on Thanksgiving, and I'm so incredibly thankful for all of you guys, but also we have an amazing insiders group. And if you guys are interested in like getting with these people and they support one another and they love one another and they pray for each other and they get together and they visit each other and they're just amazing. So if you are one of those people who's like, I haven't found my people yet, you know?
Oh, they're there.
They're there. They, you know, you may find them in that insiders group. I feel like you probably will. So if you are interested in that, you may want to check it out.
And you can do that if you just go to our regular Facebook page, Chicks on the Right main Facebook page, right at the top. There's a button that says become a supporter, and that will get you into that insiders group. And you will not regret it. You will not regret it.
Thank you for my shirt.
Love that shirt.
Thank you for that letter. That was a sweet, sweet, sweet letter. Thank you. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in. Oh, it's so good to be back. It was nice to be off for a few days, but I missed you guys. It's good to be back. We're going to get back in the groove and remember how we do this.
Right.
Mock will be back to her regularly scheduled lighting tomorrow.
Because it's bad in here today.
She looks very fancy and dark.
It's ambiance all up in here.
You guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
The Fifth Circuit blocks the Biden vaccine mandate. Republicans bail out Biden's irresponsible spending. And John Durham is getting closer to the real story on Russia in the 2016 campaign. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.